We wish you all a very happy Feast of All Saints today. The epistle today is taken from the Apocalypse. In those days, behold, I, John, saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun, having the sign of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, "Hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we sign the servants of our God in their foreheads." And I heard the number of them that were signed, 144,000 were signed, of every tribe of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Reuben 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Gad 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Asher 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Naphtali 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Manasseh 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Simeon 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Levi 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Issachar 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Zabulon 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Joseph 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Benjamin 12,000 signed. After this I saw a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and in the sight of the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation to our God who sitteth upon the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood round about the throne, and the ancients, and the four living creatures. And they fell down before the throne upon their faces, and adored God, saying, "Amen, benediction and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving, honor and power and strength to our God forever and ever. Amen." Please stand for the Gospel, which is taken from that of St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus, seeing the multitudes, went up into a mountain. And when he had sat down, his disciples came unto him, and opening his mouth, he taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the land. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after justice, for they shall have their fill. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they that suffer persecution for justice's sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when they shall revile you and persecute you, and speak all that is evil against you untruly, for my sake. Be glad and rejoice, for your reward is very great in heaven." Those are the words of today's Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In this joyous festival, we celebrate a feast for every saint that is in heaven. And we do this under one solemnity. In the Apocalypse today, we have heard St. John in this vision that he had refer to the thousands upon thousands that are in heaven, this tremendous multitude that we cannot even number, of every tribe and nation, tongue and people. Many of these saints in this multitude are known. They are canonized saints in the Church. If we ever have the chance, it would be good to look at the martyrology that the Church sings at the first hour being prime in the morning in her divine office. In the martyrology, we see countless saints listed, many saints that we've never even heard of. Yes, many of these saints are known, but many more are unknown. Yes, men and women, young, old, from every walk of life, priests, religious, lay. We have a great multitude that have saved their souls and now enjoy this eternal beatitude with God in heaven. These unknown saints, we could say in a certain way, are ordinary saints. Not that any saint could ever be ordinary, but ordinary in the sense that they did nothing that we have heard of as far as miracles, prophecies, great deeds, founding orders. We have not heard any of their deeds. So in this sense, they are ordinary. But they did save their souls, and they are now in heaven. And so we celebrate this feast for them today. The purpose being first to give them honor, because they don't have their own proper feast. And so today we do give these saints honor But then a second reason is so that we can take a lesson from this feast day. Holy Mother, the Church wants us to do that with every single feast she celebrates. And what is that lesson that we should take today? These saints were ordinary saints, and Holy Mother, the Church wants us to realize that heaven is within our grasp. Just as they, through ordinary things, save their souls, we too can obtain heaven. It's within our grasp. It's much closer, in fact, than we think. Certainly, if they did it, so can we. We possess everything we need to get to heaven. God has given it to us. How good our God is. We have to reflect on that. Our God is very good. He wants to share His own happiness with us. He is charity, and He loves, and love has to pour itself out. And so He has created us, and He has given to us a likeness unto Him on the natural level. But that wasn't enough for God. God wanted to unite Himself to us in a most intimate way. He wanted to give Himself to us. He wanted us to enter into the bosom of the Trinity for all eternity, and enter into this divine life, and share the beatitude that the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost have for all eternity. And who are we? How good our God is! Eye hath not seen nor ear heard the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. And God, of course, knows the weakness of His creatures. He knows our frame. And so He knows that we cannot attain to such a height without Him. It's far beyond our capacity. We are just simple creatures. And by our natural powers, that these powers that are natural to us, we can't attain to such a height. We can't lay any claim on the divine life. We can't produce any acts that merit a divine reward, a heavenly reward. No, we are just simple creatures, and we are sinful creatures. So God knows this weakness. He knows that we are like little children that look up at the apples in the tree and want to take them, but they can't. They're too small. So they jump and they jump and they can't get the apple. And so their father comes and takes them in his arms, and he lifts them up. He elevates them so that they can take hold on the fruit. That is us. We can't attain to heaven by ourselves. And so God in His goodness, our Father, He has come and He has lifted us up so that we can then take hold of that heavenly happiness, that heavenly fruit. Yes, He is very good. He has elevated us. Elevated us, we could say, in our very being by giving us His grace. It deifies us. We are made godlike by His grace. And then to help us in our actions, He has given us virtues and gifts to help us produce actions that merit heaven. He's infused all of this into our soul so that we can take hold of Him, so that we can possess Him. He wants to dwell in our souls, so He makes it pleasing by His grace, a fitting place for Him to dwell. Then He comes there and he inhabits our soul. And then he gives us the ability to know Him and to love Him, to be this divine guest, intimately united with Him in the very depths of our soul. And it's in this way that we understand our Lord's words, that the kingdom of heaven is within you. Heaven is within our grasp. It's in our very soul already, certainly not in its fullness, but it's begun. Begun at the moment of our baptism. Heaven is begun. We already have taken hold of God. How amazing that is. The kingdom of heaven is within us. And so as these quote-unquote ordinary saints have done, they have received these gifts, but they have profited by them. They have profited by them in their ordinary daily life. They have used the day-to-day mundane details and found God in them. That is where you find God, in those day-to-day details. They have done that, and that's how they saved their souls. And so they were extraordinary in just the very ordinary things. And that is how heaven is within our grasp. It's not complicated. We already have it within our, we already have heaven, the beginnings, the seeds of glory. We have them in our soul. It's there. We just have to lay hold of it and profit by it. But what prevents us? Why are we holding back? It's we ourselves who are preventing it. St. Thomas Aquinas, when speaking about heaven, speaking about sanctity, because of course all in heaven are saints, when he speaks of sanctity, he tells us that there are three things we must have to possess holiness. He says the first thing is to desire it. He says the second thing, to be able to become holy, to get to heaven, is to desire it. And the third thing, to become holy and to obtain heaven, is to desire it. Desire, desire, desire. Unfortunately, we don't want it enough. Our will and our intention is not there. Yes, God only gives himself in the measure that we give ourselves. It's how it has to be. God doesn't force our free will. He wants to give himself, and he's done everything to give himself. He wants to be united to us more than we want to be united to him. But we prevent it. We prevent it by our lack of generosity, by not giving. We are the obstacle. We're not generous enough. And we're often not generous enough because we sense there's a sacrifice involved, and there is. We sense a sacrifice, we sense a cross, and so we hold back. We're afraid. Why should we be afraid, though? We have no reason to be afraid. We're afraid to give up what? We're afraid to give up what makes us miserable. How silly. We are attached to what? To sin. We're attached to our own petty ideas, our own selfishness. And that's what makes us miserable. And yet we're attached to it, and we're afraid to give it up. It makes no sense. If we were just to give that up, God could give himself to us in a greater degree, and we would possess that which makes us happy. We would possess happiness. No matter what the cross is, we would be happy in the very depths of our soul. Any sinner knows the misery of sin. That once sin is committed, yes, perhaps a certain satisfaction is given, but it's empty and it turns to ash in our mouth. It's nothing, and we end up more miserable than we were before. When we give that up, we possess God. And so it doesn't matter the cross. It doesn't matter how hard it is. We are happy because we have God. We have the source of all happiness. And that's why the saints are the most happy. And we have to realize that. That is what God wants for us. He wants us to go to heaven. He wants us to be with him. And what is heaven? It's happiness. It's beatitude. It's God himself. That's what he wants to give us. He wants us to be happy. We have to convince ourselves of that. And then we have to convince ourselves that it's sin and our selfishness that makes us unhappy. It's that which keeps us from going to God. We see this in the gospel. Our Lord says, "Blessed are you. Blessed are you." 8 times in a row. Blessed, blessed, beati, meaning happy. You are happy. You are happy when you have to suffer these things. Persecution, when you are poor in spirit, when you are meek, then you are happy. Because by doing these things, by these little crosses, these little nothings that are over so soon, you possess me and you are happy. Yes, happiness, in other words, sanctity, is within our grasp. We have to just seek after it. We have to lay hold of it. Letting go of these little things, cutting these ties. Often we're like little birds that are ready to go to God, but we're tethered by just a small thing, just a little attachment. And if we could just cut it, that happiness of God would flood our souls. So today we have to turn to the saints. We give them honor today, of course. But remember, too, that we have this great multitude that no man can number in heaven that want us there with them. They want the happiness that they have now, they want us to have it too. And they're praying for us. They're limited in how much they can pray for us because we don't ask. So today, ask them for help. Ask them to intercede, to help you to lay hold of this happiness, this sanctity that God is asking of us. Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, she has a very beautiful prayer which I'll read for you. very fitting on this feast. I am the smallest of creatures. I know my misery and my feebleness, but I know also how noble and generous hearts love to do good. I beg you then, O blessed inhabitants of heaven, I beg you to adopt me as your child. To you alone will be the glory which you will make me merit, but deign to answer my prayer. It is bold, I know. However, I dare to ask you to obtain for me your spirit. Saint Therese wanted, even though she knew she was humble and miserable, she wanted to receive that spirit of the saints, that spirit which was willing to make these little sacrifices in order to lay hold of the happiness of possessing God. Let us make that our prayer. Ask the saints today, dare to ask the saints to obtain their spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.